Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the SVGB podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. My name is Kevin, and apparently I will be hosting this thing. I'm here with my friends Steven and my friends Joey. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Kev?
All right, so we are here to talk about some retro video games. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Game Boy, Dreamcast, GameCube, etc. Cool. We're going to talk about everything, have a little fun while we do it. And this week we are going to talk about Nintendo.
Where it all started.
Right. Where it all started, kind of. Where it all started for Nintendo.
For real this time, yeah.
Kind of.
Atari started it, but that was, you know.
Speaking of Atari, the reason Nintendo was created was because of the 1983 crash of the video game industry after E.T.
Huh.
Yep. So that's why Nintendo did what they wanted to do and make a home entertainment console.
Yep.
So then they did that, okay? They made the 8-bit home console, which was the Nintendo.
The Nintendo.
In Japan, it was known as the Famicom, which is short for family computer, but we don't want to talk about that. No Japanese stuff.
American only.
Yes. That's kind of racist. I like it. So it was released in 1985 in North America. With 17 or 18 games.
Yep.
Black boxes.
Black box first releases.
And if you think about it, the release of Nintendo and the launch of, with those games kind of reminds me of launches for the new consoles and how half the games are crappy and half the games are good.
Yeah, they were basic. But there were arcade ports, and that was Nintendo's thing to release arcade ports. And don't forget about Rob. You know, he's actually one of the reasons. It's an argument between either Rob or Super Mario Brothers that actually jump-started the generation again.
Correct.
So they packed in Rob to kind of sell it as a toy. And don't know what exactly caught on. Was it the Rob? Because it never worked.
I think it was just the idea of having your own robots with the video game.
Yeah, true.
I mean, there's really no other thing like it, Rob. You know, I mean, I've never actually used a Rob, but
I have. They're
terrible. From the stories I hear. Yes.
I mean, they're awesome for a time. Like, our child's imagination was there. Like, we really, like, wow, this is a robot. Like you said, the 80s was all about robots.
Yeah.
So it was really, our imagination was higher than what it actually was.
But didn't you always want him to do more than he actually did?
Absolutely.
As a child's mind, you know, you want him to, you know, carry things or, you know, actually do something.
I thought he was simply player two in all games, like Contra and like everything. I had no idea he was limited to two games until I was like an older adult.
Well, I mean, and if you look at it now, that's what Nintendo peripherals do. They work for a couple games and then that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's what they do. Because they started with card games, they went to toys, and then they went to the Nintendo by trying to bring one of their toys and package it with the Nintendo.
The Game & Watches, too.
And the Game & Watches as well. So I think they started in like the 1970s, started creating the Game & Watch, maybe the end of the 70s. I could be completely wrong, but
yeah,
somewhere along
I think there. It's early 80s, like 80, 81.
It could be.
Yeah. I don't remember any in the 70s. I do remember the tabletop arcades, like Mario Cement Factory and all that other BS.
Yeah, then Nintendo started off kind of weird. So they released their initial 17 or 18 games, which obviously get mixed reviews. You have Excitebike, which is fantastic. You have Duck Hunt, which is a classic. You have Kung Fu, and then you have games like Clue Clue Land, which is not good.
No.
And you have Ice Climber, which is not good. I don't care what people say.
It's okay. I mean, Ice Climber. I like Balloon Fight too as well.
That's the best. Baseball, tennis.
Well, I can sports play games still. Are awesome. Yes. Baseball, tennis, golf, all those are great.
I can still play those to this day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it came with that. The next game released after those 17 games were released 8 months later. That's crazy. That's crazy to me how you can release those 17 games and then say, here you go, that's it. 8 months later, you have the next game, which happened to be Donkey Kong.
Okay. Donkey Kong Classic?
I think so. I believe so. That's 8 months later, so they give you 17 games, and that was it.
They had another run of eight black box games then? Or?
Correct. So, like, Metroid wasn't released at launch.
No.
I couldn't even tell you the other black box games.
Wasn't Zelda and Mario?
No. They were
Mario was released at launch.
Yes.
But Zelda was not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Zelda was Miyamoto's second game for Nintendo, maybe?
Possibly.
I think so.
Don't know. Wrecking Crew was a launch title, though. That's another one.
Awful.
Dude, that was great. I liked it. Like, you play it now, then yes. Compared to, like, Last of Us, then probably not the best game. But back
that's not a good idea.
It was a fun game. I liked it.
Yes. Yeah. So then Nintendo made their games, which were all published by Nintendo. Then after that, you get the other publishers that are coming in. You're getting that third-party love, okay? We got some of our favorite publishers, Acclaim, Data East, Konami, Trade West, Ultra, most of them which are just gone now. You don't have them anymore at all.
Yeah, and Ultra is Konami, too.
And if you do have them, they're not the same as they were back then.
Did you know that Nintendo limited their third-party publishers? That's why Konami made the second name of Ultra.
Did not know that. So they can make more games.
Right. Because Nintendo was very picky of somebody over-dominating their console other than them.
That's smart. Nintendo.
They're really in control of their console, unlike Atari. Mm-hmm. There was all these third-party people making games with no license. That was the problem. Yep, that was the problem.
It's definitely the problem.
That and the one dude making a game.
Yeah. So Acclaim, which has put out some great games, Smash TV,
mm-hmm.
3D World Runner, and Double Dragon 2 and 3. Not the first one.
Right, Data East did the first one.
Correct. I love 3D World Runner so much.
Really?
That's one of my favorites. I just love, I don't know, there's something, I never wore the glasses because you didn't, just didn't work.
Yeah. it was terrible 3D.
But I love, I don't know, I just love that game so much. And I love Double Dragon 2 and 3 and Smash TV. Those are
classics.
Probably because your memories as a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely. We really look into games that we want as we played a lot as a kid over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was like, the Double Dragon, the Spy Hunters, and games that are like meh to some people here, but to me they're like near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, I mean, my mom gave me one rental a week, so I made that game worth it. Even if I hated that game, I played that game.
Yeah, you really had no choice. Yeah.
I think I played Krusty's, whatever it's called, I don't even know what it's called.
Krusty's Funhouse?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I rented that game so much for no reason. That game is not good. That is awful. Then you have Data East, Burger Time, Carnov, Rampage.
Karnov.
Some spotlights.
Rampage.
Karnov is great.
Karnov
is like me running around in the shooting fireballs or whatever he shoots. I don't even know what he shoots.
I think it's fireballs. I think it's something.
Yeah, it's just
some kind of balls.
I hate water levels, but Karnov just works perfectly. It's an infinite water level.
I don't remember the water level on that one.
No, it is a water level.
It's a water level.
You're just always underwater.
Really?
I think so.
You know that.
I could be wrong, so that could be bad. Rampage is great.
Yes, I remember Rampage.
Me and my brother used to fight over who's going to kill the people.
Yep.
That was our favorite.
Yep. Finding them in the buildings and making them fall down and then picking them up.
And eat them.
Yep.
You eat them.
Yep.
Then you have Konami. So Gradius. All Castlevanias. Oh,
yeah. Castlevania.
All Gradius. Contras. Ninja Turtles 3. And then Ninja Turtles Tournament Fighters.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tournament Fighters was not good on NES.
No, it was better on Super.
That was one of the last games made on Nintendo, I'm assuming.
Really? Well, it kind of seems like it would be because it's released as a Super Nintendo game.
Correct.
And a Nintendo game.
So I'm assuming it was close to the end.
Like Krusty. That's one that's released on both too as well.
Krusty's probably was... at the end as well. Yeah. Trade West. They own Battletoads. Mm-hmm. They own Double Dragon.
Well, they're rare.
So what did they do? They made Battletoads Double Dragon, which is one of my favorite games that I cannot beat ever.
That's maybe a tough one.
Yeah, that one's another one that's better on the SNES as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Battletoads is hard, Double Dragons is hard, and put them together and you just have one of the most impossible games
of all time. One of the hardest games.
It's awful.
Yeah.
And you have, what is it? Zit, Pimple, and
Rash.
Diarrhea?
Oh, it's Pimple, Zits, and Rash.
Yes. Pimple, Zits, and Rash.
Yeah.
They really got creative.
Yeah. I mean, they're toads, you know?
Yeah, they're toads. So.
It makes sense.
So they have zits, pimples, and
but
rashes?
But not one of them's named warts. Well,
yeah, no warts.
There should have been a wart.
Right?
There should have been a wart. Herpes. That was probably taken by Nintendo on Mario Brothers 2.
Herpes
would
be great.
You know his name was Warts. He's already a frog.
Did not know that.
Was herpes a thing in the 80s?
Yeah.
To be even named?
I think so. I think it was just up and coming. They didn't really know about it yet. You have Ultra. Ultra made Metal Gear. Which I did not know.
I didn't know that existed, actually, back in the day.
Yeah, Metal Gear and Snake's Revenge. Mm-hmm. They made Skate or Die, Ninja Turtles 1 and 2.
Mm.
So they made the awful first one and then the perfect port of the arcade.
Yes, that was a good port.
God, I spent so many hours.
I wouldn't call it perfect, but it was a great console-ized port.
As good as, I mean, the frame rate was... Sometimes you just don't know what you're doing, but it's great, man.
Arcade ports, way better.
Mm-hmm.
But That's a good port when you're a kid and you wanted it so bad in your home.
Yes.
And had have unlimited quarters.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, kind of cheating. And then also
kind of cheating.
Also putting Game Genie on there.
Oh, I never did that. I never owned a Game Genie.
Oh, I loved Game Genie because I'm terrible at video games. So sometimes, especially with Nintendo, like the only way to complete some games is for me to use
Game Genie. I don't think I knew about Game Genie until I was older anyways.
Oh, yeah. I knew a way to cheat.
Yeah. Maybe if I knew, probably I would have got it, but.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was limited to what I would get anyways.
Yeah.
Choose wisely.
Perks of a divorce, man. at least 4 games a year. So 2 for birthday.
Faster.
And then, and then 2 for Christmas.
See, my parents divorced after I was like 22, so I didn't get any of the
You messed stuff. Up, man. You got to break them up early.
I know.
You
messed up. Should have tried
harder. Yeah, try harder next time. HAL Laboratories. So HAL Laboratories is famous for Kirby.
Earthbound.
And Smash Brothers.
Yep.
And Mr. Iwata, rest in peace, mm-hmm. put his hand in all of those games. Yep. He helped finish development on Earthbound as well as Smash Brothers. And a lot of people don't know that he worked with HAL Laboratories. He was their 5th employee, which is crazy to me. Then he later on in 2001 or 2002 became Nintendo's president. So that's just interesting how that works and how he changed. He put out some great games, man.
Smash Bros. That's name one. That's it.
That's it. Smash Bros. And Kirby.
It really brought Nintendo to a different level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Kirby's now are garbage, but Nintendo Kirby, Game Boy Kirby, Super Nintendo Kirby, almost flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Those are perfect platformers.
The last good Kirby was Triple Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last good one.
Yeah.
Rainbow Curse Kirby's, was me.
Yeah. All that style of stuff is no good. But when he put out Kirby Superstar, that was my favorite because you had all the mini games of trying to like the quick draw, and then it felt like you were playing like 6 different Kirby games, the way they had it set up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It felt like you got all these games for $60, which at the time was it was like a steal,
mm-hmm.
which is really really cool.
Or $74.99.
Yeah, yeah, it was probably $74.99.
Some of the Super Nintendo games were really expensive.
Yeah. But then you have one of my all-time favorites, which is Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
So Capcom did something special with Disney. I don't know how they figured out how to do it, but they made great games. They made Chip and Dale. You have Darkwing Ducks. You have DuckTales. Little Mermaid. I mean, all those games are great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're so good. And then, of course, last but not least, the Mega Mans.
Of course, Mega Mans.
Which Joey loves.
Of course.
I'm terrible at those games. I can get to the Dr. Wily's Castle, like the start of it, but after that, I'm terrible.
I beat all the normal bosses. All the Mega Mans, or just the first one?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
I can beat number 2, no problem. I put hours into number 2.
Okay. And but, were you playing the normal difficulty or were you playing the hard difficulty on part 2?
Oh, normal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm go hard, man. Come on. if there was an easy, I probably would have done it. Because that game is hard.
Yeah, yes. It is. Yeah. I mean, they're all hard.
Scoom, scoom. These things keep disappearing, dude. Oh, my God.
Nope.
Terrible. And I can never figure out how to use, what's the dog's name? Sorry.
Rush.
Can never use that guy right. And then I waste all of it and then I have to kill myself and start all over.
Yeah, that's probably the hardest part.
Yeah.
Using all the...
Well, Capcom made hard games. Remember Ghosts and Goblins?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, God. That was also by Capcom. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Section Z was my first introduction to Capcom without knowing it was Capcom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
But that was one of the first games I played for Nintendo.
That's okay. It's an okay game.
Yeah, it's not terrible. But no. They got... I mean, DuckTales can have... an episode dedicated to it because it's that good.
Yeah, they just remastered it, last year, 2 years ago?
I loved it.
I think it was 2 years ago.
DuckTales 2 was great, and apparently it's super rare. Yeah. How much does that game go for?
Probably like 180 or something.
Complete or?
If you're lucky.
Complete?
With cartridge? No. Complete? I don't know. The market's so crazy right now. I'd say like anywhere from 800 to like 1200.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Damn. Anywhere from $800 to $1,200.
Oh, that hurts my feelings because I had that. I had that game.
Damn.
Yep.
It might be more than 180 too. Who knows? Nintendo collectors are driving up a lot of prices right now.
I don't get it. I don't understand that. Yeah, man. Capcom is my favorite. And of course, you have the publisher by the name of Nintendo. So you have your Marios, you have your Zeldas. The first Final Fantasy was published by Nintendo. I did not know that. Yeah. Kid Icarus, Mike Tyson, Metroid, and even Kirby. Kirby was published by Nintendo and HAL, which I think at the time was the only game where they went to the dual publishing. So Mario, Super Mario Brothers is one of my favorite games just because of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's very hard. If you try to go through that game without warps, it's very hard.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I cannot do it. And then Mario 2 came out, which was the clone of another game.
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
Don't remember the name. But Lost Levels came out in Japan. And they thought it was too hard for Americans, so it was not released here. That is the reason.
Which is Lost Levels in Mario All-Stars.
Correct.
And that one was supposed to be part two.
That was part
official.
Two.
Yeah, correct. Official part
two. I think it's like Doki Doki or something weird.
Yeah,
yeah, so, I think it's
something
Doki
like
Doki.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Doki Doki is for PlayStation, but it's close. Yeah,
something like that.
it has the repeating.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's just change the sprites and then package it for Americans.
I didn't have a problem with Mario 2.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Mm-mm. So now my question is for you guys. Do you think the release of Mario 2 helped the success of Mario 3 because we didn't get a traditional Mario sequel?
It kept us stupid.
It did. Well,
it did it. If we got that, we probably could have been better at video games.
Yeah.
Because I would have been dedicated to beat that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people would have.
I think so too.
Yep, Japan does that.
Mm-hmm. They dumb down everything.
They assume things, even till now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, in their defense, we had the Game Genie. So, I mean, it's...
They didn't have a Game Genie, did they?
I don't know. Did they?
No, they did.
They probably did.
I don't think so, man.
Their games are hard.
Yeah, they have hard games. But Mario 2, I think, was... Obviously, it's not a direct... its own original idea,
mm-hmm.
but it still brought us some characters we have today. Shy Guy, Bomb Om,
mm-hmm.
you know, so without that Mario 2, we wouldn't have Mario now, you know, Birdo. Some of the characters. Yeah, Birdo.
Correct.
So, I mean, that kind of was a necessity to make Mario 3 and to keep the whole Legend of Mario grow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know? Without those characters, I mean, yeah.
And
we
got to play
have...
Toad and the Princess.
Yeah, that's that cool. That too, yeah. First time playing as Peach and Toad.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Gabby says it, Todd.
Todd, yes, Todd. You have your... So, I mean, you go from the first Mario where you have to jump on enemies, and in part two, you jump on enemies and you just ride them until you figure out how to pick them up.
Yeah.
So they basically, like, laughed in your face, like, haha, you have to relearn how to play this game. Because the jump mechanics were different.
Yeah. Yep.
The killing the enemies mechanics is, I mean, picking up turnips and potions.
You had to feed them veggies to kill them.
I mean, see?
Yeah.
And finding secret doorways and throwing the potions in the right place, like,
Yeah, I don't.
It's just weird because, and then
at the end, it was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, it makes sense. It actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
and then they put out Super Mario Brothers 3, which I first saw, the greatest movie of all time, The Wizard, starring Fred Savage. Yeah, you gotta say Fred Savage, man. He's the best '80s actor of all time.
He's the man.
Yeah, so Wonder Years, then.
Wonder Years, Little Monsters.
Oh yeah, Little Monsters.
Princess Bride, The Wizard, Vice Versa.
Wonder Years.
100 years again?
100 years.
100 years.
Love that show. That's my show.
I mean, once you see that movie and they reveal Mario 3, somehow they knew how to use the secrets and get the flutes, and just obviously that was for us, so we could be like, "What? You can do that?
Yeah.
Like, you have secrets?
Little Easter eggs."
Yeah, and that game, like when you played it, when the first time you played Mario 3, when I first played it, it had so many colors. Like, it was so bright and just so vibrant. And I was like, this is the real deal. This is it. It looks like a cartoon. Like, how do they do that?
Such an awesome game.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you play the true NES version, it doesn't have that many colors. Like, it does, but it's not as bright as I used to think it was.
Right, because Mario, Super Mario Bros. Was, like, what, four colors? It wasn't really much to it.
Brown, green, blue, white.
Yeah.
Red.
And then Mario 3 just upped it up with Giant Land.
Giant Land.
They do that. Nintendo likes to do that. They like to say, this is our tech, we're going to put giant things in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the DS. You get a giant mushroom on the first level. So you can, that's what they do.
Yeah.
breaks and I think in Super Mario World, there's a giant the missile.
Yeah, Banzai Bill.
Yeah, the giant, like, you just...
That's right.
Yeah. Every time they get a new console...
I didn't know you had a specific name.
Yeah.
Banzai Bill.
Banzai Bill. I know that. Yeah, I like
Bullet that. Bill. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and it's just every time they up their games and their hardware, you see something giant.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, always. And I don't understand.
That's cool.
But I do. I love
keep
it.
Keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, turning into giant Mario and smashing everything is, like, the coolest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean... Nintendo is, it's great. It kept me busy for my whole childhood. I couldn't wait to come home and try to beat Zelda and Metroid, even though at my age, I was probably 7 years old. Those games were impossible. Metroid was impossible for me.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah. Or like a rat in a maze in Metroid.
Yeah, exactly. Without a map.
Yep.
Without the internet.
Yeah, without the internet. That's yeah, all these kids are bitches nowadays.
Spoiled. Exactly.
Internet.
Yep.
Type it in.
I beat Metroid, yeah, but after watching
what
YouTube channel?
Exactly. Exactly. All these Let's Plays.
We had to beat Metroid, like, legit. Or maybe with the help of Nintendo Power.
Mm-hmm.
That was our internet. Or maybe we had a cool kid on the block that knew details that we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. We had to socialize. Now everything's, like, instant.
Well, going to school, going on the playground, like, hey, did you play this game? Help me. Like, did your brother play this game? Help me.
Yep.
I used to lie to people. I would watch my brother play the game and then lie to people. Like, I beat it.
Oh, yeah?
But technically, I did because I was sitting there.
You were there.
Technically.
It counts.
Technically.
So yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I fought the boss. They're like, oh, yeah? What was he like? And I told them, they're like, yeah, that's right. Gotta let them know, man.
So weird.
Yeah, just talking about, yeah, you don't have the interaction that you used to. Like, kids, they don't probably talk about games at school like we used to.
I think they do, but it's not the same. They're not talking about tips or advice or, like, how do you do this or I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, did you see all the gore? Did you see all of this?
What'd you get from Xur this weekend?
Yes, exactly.
That's it. That's not cool to me.
It's not the same, no.
That's not as cool as it used to be.
No, not at all. The internet has ruined a lot of things.
Yeah, it has, especially gaming. Don't even get me started on that. That's a whole new episode. Yeah, man. Joey, some of your favorite games.
Let's see. I love Mega Man. My favorite Mega Man is Mega Man 4.
Mm-hmm.
Never played it. You never played it?
Never played it.
For you, Kev.
So which Mega Mans did you play?
I played 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6.
So you just skipped 4.
I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
Not even kidding.
Okay.
Wow. Mega Man. It's my Christopher Walken. Wow. As good as it gets.
Wow.
Wow.
Anything else? Anything else that stands out to you?
I mean, there's so many games for Nintendo to really, I mean, explore. I mean, all the Castlevanias,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I've seen you master Contra.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's Contra, yeah. I mean, there's like so...
Can you brag? Much. Can you brag and tell people that you can beat Contra in one life?
Well, I didn't beat it with one life, but I did beat it without the cheats. Without using any of the up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
I'm going to change the story to you beat it in one life.
I think you did beat it with one life once.
Well, I mean, I didn't die as much because I did have lives at the end, but it's kind of, you have to play it perfectly. And I don't play the game perfectly. I'm just playing just to play it, you know?
I think you play it perfectly, but that's from the outside.
Well, from other people's opinions, yes.
Yep, and that's all that matters.
Thank you.
It's other people's opinions.
Jimmy Woods.
Jimmy Woods.
Yeah.
He's Joey a wizard.
Is Jimmy Woods.
Favorite video game music, Joe?
Again, there's so many. I got to go back with Mega Man again.
Mm-hmm.
All the music on Mega Man. The one that really stuck to me that I can probably listen for hours is Mega Man 4, Dust Man.
Nice.
Just the beat of it is almost hypnotic.
Do it. Sing it. Sing it.
I can't.
Sing it.
You're putting me on a spot.
Sing it.
I can't
sing.
I can't.
Dustman.
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 It had lyrics.
Dustman. Get the Dustman.
How do you know it had lyrics?
Nintendo didn't have lyrics.
Yes.
Mega Man 2, Flash Man.
Mm.
That's my favorite song from Mega Man. The Mega Man.
Yes.
All of them are great.
That was a good one.
Steve, Nintendo game, favorite.
Favorite one would have to be Turtles Arcade.
Mm.
Tops. I mean, everything about it. To playing it on the arcade, to finally acquiring it for my home.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of hours of playing it and beating it. That's one of the games I beat as a
quarters.
Kid. That's one of the games I beat. Just hard work. And there's no damn saves. You have to beat it and sit there for 3 hours. And
Yes, you do.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do it. I wish we had Shia LaBeouf right now.
Do it.
Video game music.
Oh, all the way. Dracula's Curse.
Oh, nice.
As soon as I popped that in, I was like, what is this? Yeah. That game, I think, got me into RPGs mm-hmm. without knowing it. Because it's just so many different things going on there.
Is that Castlevania 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Castlevania
3. The music. Nice. When you pop it in.
Yeah, the intro
as
music.
As soon as you power on. Mm-hmm.
I love Monster Party. Monster Party has some great
yeah,
music.
Yeah, it does have good music, too.
It's got, that game's not too good. That game has a lot of color.
That's an underrated game.
I did enjoy
it. It's a very underrated game. It's got a lot of colors.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Music's great.
Yeah.
Music is great.
Very creative.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then you go into, like, the dark world, everything, like, Twitch, like, flashes. And yeah, game's super weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For 8-bit Nintendo? That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cool one. I didn't experience that game until I was older, though. One of the games I didn't know about until I was like an adult.
I bought it because of the cover art.
Yeah, like, so many monsters.
It's a monster party.
I was like, give it. Yeah. But I never, I don't think I had monsters in my pocket. I think Steven did.
Which is another interesting game.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters in My Pocket. Which is by
is that Konami?
Capcom or Konami?
I don't know.
It's not Capcom. I would say it's
Then it's Konami then. Yeah. I think it's Konami.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun two-player beat-em-up game
mm-hmm.
back in the time. And the music, of course, was kind of reminiscent to me, Ninja Turtles. You know, mm-hmm. I think it was by Ultra Konami.
Yeah, it could have been.
I think it was.
Well, it's the same.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
That's why the music sounds
similar. That's why, that's why it sounds similar.
The original Batman for Nintendo had some awesome music.
That was by Konami.
Yeah.
That's great.
Or Ultra.
It's actually very hard. That game is ridiculously hard.
Batman Returns is by Konami.
I never played that for Nintendo.
Yeah, I never played.
It's the same thing.
Oh, wait, is that the one for Super Nintendo?
Yeah, it's a beat-em-up.
Okay, I played that one.
Mm. Not as good, though.
I thought you meant Joker's Revenge. That one I never played for Nintendo.
Yeah, I've never played that either.
That one's worth like almost $50 now, just cartridge.
Joker's?
Damn,
dude. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Who would have thought that Joker's Revenge would be worth money? I guess the shittier the game, the more it's worth, right?
Apparently. Or the coolest to cover.
Except for
DuckTales. So many colors on that cartridge, so it must be worth a lot.
Yeah, it is. It actually, it's like super green. It looks like Suicide Squad Joker, right?
And the Joker.
Yeah, of course. Now it's worth money. Mm. Man, there's just, I don't know, man. What else? What do you remember? What game drove you crazy as a kid? Joe.
Let's see,
like something that you played and you were just like, why?
This is the thing. When I first played Mega Man 4, I was only like 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. That drove me crazy. Because once you get to a certain level and you keep on dying and dying because of a jump, that one, it was just frustrating,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, that goes with all the Mega Mans, mm-hmm. all of the Mega Mans. But if you keep on playing it and you don't cheat, eventually, you know, you get used to it and you just, you do it like it's nothing.
Patterns, man.
Yeah, it's all the patterns.
Nintendo is all about patterns.
Yeah.
So, Stevie.
I mean, drive you crazy as you mean terrible? I hate it? Or it's just...
Both.
Both?
Something that's... You. I mean...
Well, this... Yeah. I hate how Ninja Turtles, the first one by Ultra.
Oh, that's right.
I hated it, but I loved it because I love the damn turtles.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just persistent. And I could not get that one fucking jump that's on Angry Video Game Nerd where you just walk over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was laughing because I had a first-hand thing where I was like, I couldn't fucking jump over this.
That water level.
What the fuck?
That water level.
The water level wasn't that bad. I mastered that.
Yeah. The seaweed? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's annoying, but it's...
There were some things in there that was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then even now I can't beat that damn game. Yeah. And Joey, I think I showed you the new level that you never saw.
Yeah, there was
he
even
thought
more
he beat
levels.
It, and I told him, dude, you go to the part where you go, what was it, the blimp?
It's inside of a...
since
I've the drone.
Never seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's what he said too. We and him played it that night and we got to it. And it's just stupid. Stupid hard.
Yeah.
It's like stupid hard.
I mean, the game is basic. Like, you know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't beat the levels.
But the game I never got and I hate is TNC Surf.
I love TNC
Surf. I love the skating on that one.
Skating is okay, but when you get to the second part, the surfing?
Surfing is bad.
I don't get the surfing.
Surfing is bad.
It's actually a very terrible game.
Yeah.
It was only cool because it had a skateboard in it. I think Skate or Die was a better skating game than TNC Surf.
I don't think so. I'm gonna fight you on that one. The way the levels went on TNC Surf, so you can set up, it was the first game where you can like set up I don't know what skaters call it when they set up their like
ollies
their shot. Like, you would know where to grind. You would know like what ramp to jump off of. And I felt so good. I did that thing with the with the gamepad. I was doing it blindfolded, I swear. Like, I felt so good. I was getting all the coins. I was getting everything. But again, once you get to surfing, game I just over. Died.
Yeah.
A seagull would hit me and be like, why? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. So stupid.
Nintendo and their birds. Every Ninja Gaiden has some of the worst birds.
Oh, I hate those birds.
Hawks or eagles, whatever they are.
Yeah, I don't even care what they are.
Falcons, I think.
Yeah, maybe falcons. I don't know. An
Asian falcon.
It was an African falcon. Oh, awful. One of my most hated games of all time is X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
For the NES.
That was garbage.
I literally don't think you could beat that game. I think it's impossible.
I don't think I played that one.
You're fine. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, stay away from it. You're good.
My mom bought me a U-Force for Christmas.
You got one of those?
Oh, yeah. Me and my brother both got one.
Oh, you bastards.
So.
Terrible.
It said I can play it. With the U-Force. First of all, the game was impossible with a controller.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'm going to try it with the U-Force. It did nothing.
I think it works great with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
It actually works very good with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but it's still very hard because it doesn't respond very well.
Yeah. All these accessories Nintendo had.
U-Force. Rob.
Power Glove.
Power Glove.
The Power Pad.
Power Pad. Light Gun. What else? They had wireless controllers.
They had stuff.
They had stuff.
This is called stuff.
And that's what they still do. And they have stuff.
I would like, yeah, the Wii was give stuff. That the rebirth.
But
like there was like a tennis bracket for your Wiimote.
But it's not even stuff. It's like put your controller in.
Yeah, it was
this,
like a clip on. Yeah.
Which made no sense to me. Yeah, slide it in. Yeah, put it in me. Yeah. Power Glove. Did you guys have that?
I did.
I've never had it.
Was it awful?
I got in trouble because my dad thought I broke it. Because I took it out of the box and started playing right away, but it didn't fucking work.
Yeah.
Like, I was just doing all the motions and all the fingering things and all the stuff, and it just didn't work. My dad's like, you broke it.
Pissed.
Pissed.
How much was that thing? Do you remember?
It was like, it was expensive. I would say like $100, oh, man. $90.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. $80 or $90 in the 80s? Yeah.
Yeah, I never really played that ever.
No.
The box was terrible. It was like paper thin.
Nice.
Yeah. That's why you hardly see that in box.
And you have, it's super small for your hand.
Well, they have different sizes.
Yeah, I remember they have.
Oh, do they really?
Sizes.
Yeah, they have small, medium, large, and extra large. And they have right and left-handed. And the left-handeds are rare, and that's the one I had. Because I'm left-handed.
You're a lefty?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to not be friends anymore. I'm like very racist towards left-hand people.
Why?
I don't know. You bump awesome. Me when you eat. It's very annoying.
Because we're awesome.
When they eat. Whatever.
I'm going to make you open
we
up a
with both sides
Ned
brain,
Flanders
yeah.
store.
We do have a short life
scissors. The Leptorium.
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 Exactly.
Flanders.
And then when you write, you have to like curl over the paper. Oh, you guys are a mess, man. Yeah, lefties. Yeah.
We have a shorter lifespan, too.
Do you really? Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. There's like facts about that.
Because
yeah.
People beat you up and bully you. All right. Back on track. Nintendo. Man, so yeah, just tons of memories with Nintendo. A lot of frustrations with Nintendo. But I do miss the couch co-op that we used to have.
Yeah.
Playing Ninja Turtles 2, playing Contra. Because the thing is with hard games like Contra, if your friend sucks, like, your whole experience is just ruined.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. There's no more of these little bubbles that float you around. So, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No.
Mario has those bubbles.
Yeah, they. What I love about Nintendo is they didn't baby you. They threw you into these games. They threw, like, you put in Zelda and you press start, and it's like, here you go.
Yeah, figure it out.
What is this?
You got no weapon.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you have no weapon. There's secrets everywhere.
No.
You can go into the hardest dungeon first if you really want to, if you can make it there.
Yeah, if you could find it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, no hand holding.
Nope.
Just threw you in there and let you destroy yourself.
Yep.
And sometimes you thought that was the only way. Like, I can only go this way. No, there's a million other ways.
Yeah, there needs to be less hand-holding in games nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. Like, what Zelda's turning into. Listen! Just, I'll figure out how to shoot my hook shot. I'll figure it out. Don't worry. You can always figure it out, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what I love and hate about the NES is they held your hand, or they did not hold your hand, and it was just so frustrating.
It was more rewarding to beat an NES game than to beat
that,
a PS4
thank
game.
You, seeing that thank you at the end. Thank you for playing.
The BS.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just, that's it.
Oh, putting so much work. Putting so much work into a game and seeing thank you made me so happy.
Three lives.
Yeah.
That's it.
Three lives, two continues. That's it.
Yeah. So awful. Rewarding.
Awful. One game I did master was Tiny Toon Adventures, the first one.
That's actually a good game.
That game is great.
It's a good platformer.
Yeah, it is. I miss platformers so much. They don't make them like they used to.
Konami.
I mean, they still try to make them.
They try.
They try.
But now people think platformers are only $2 downloads and they don't want to play them anymore. Like Rayman Legends is one of the best games, one of the best platformers. I think it's my favorite platformer of all time.
It's a great one. I'm saying it. It's hard.
It's ridiculously hard, and people don't like it because they can't beat it. Because it doesn't hold your hand. It throws you into a level and says, figure it out.
Yeah, I don't understand people's expectations anymore. I don't know what they're looking for. Because a game is just supposed to be fun and entertaining. Mm-hmm. Everything doesn't need to be a first-person or a third-person shooter.
Yeah, they want something where they can level up, where they can make their gun better, where they can make their gun look cooler. They want to create their own player in a first-person game, even though you can't see them.
I don't like the whole create your own player thing.
Neither do I. I hate it.
It kills, like, the whole everything. Yes. You can't have a story with a create your own player.
I think it depends on the game. I mean, is there some games
where... Imagine if Last of Us was a create your own player.
Well, see, that game doesn't need a create... Well, but the only create would be the online factions. That's, like, the only time you can create your own player.
That would be cool.
Yeah. To make them look how you want. Yeah. But the story, it doesn't really need to create your own player. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Zelda. You don't need to create Link. You know, he's already there.
And that's the thing.
You can rename him.
Well, yeah, you can rename him. You can. But you can't.
I hate renaming characters.
Yeah, I do too.
I renamed my characters in Final Fantasy VII, and I restarted the game because I was pissed. I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah. I've done it a few times.
Yeah. Pissed.
Yeah.
Like you said with Zelda, Nintendo does something with their characters. You have Samus. You have Link. You have Mario, you have Donkey Kong. You have all these characters, and you don't need to create them.
No.
Because they did such a good job of creating them that you could just leave them alone. And they don't even really, like, Mario doesn't really have a story.
Like, no, it's the same story every time.
He's with this chick who keeps getting abducted by this giant monster.
Yeah, and he's a hero, he rescues her.
That's the story.
The thing about Mario is that I wasn't sure, was he a plumber? Or was that only in the movie?
He's dressed like a plumber.
I don't know. I mean, he's...
I think he was supposed to be a carpenter in Donkey Kong. So when they had Paulina, Mario, and then Donkey Kong, I think he was originally supposed to be like a carpenter. Could be, again.
I think he was a plumber. I have no idea. See, I got the plumber idea from the movie. Mm-hmm. And that movie wasn't really doing the game justice.
Or the cartoon.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, the movie didn't do the game justice. Sure. You're right. Awful.
You didn't like Yoshi?
Yoshi
looked like a little raptor.
Yeah, a little raptor.
He actually looked like Blue from Jurassic World.
And the giant Goombas with tiny heads.
Yeah, and just rocking back and forth.
Yeah,
it's in the game, right?
Back and forth.
Yeah, it's in the game, just rocking back and forth. Yeah, sure.
Terrible.
It's awful. And then when Nintendo does give one of their lead characters a voice, like Samus in Other M, people hate it. It's like they want story, you give it to them, they hate it. They want these characters to have voices. That why isn't Mario talking? Why isn't Link talking? As soon as they make them talk, you're gonna hate it.
They made her a girl.
Yeah.
Well, that was from Nintendo, man. I mean.
Yeah. So I mean, people hated it. I thought it was okay.
I thought it was great.
I had no problem with it.
I had no problem with it at all.
I don't know what people hated. That she talked like a girl.
That she had feelings.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. People hate.
Made her more badass, maybe.
Yeah. People don't like that, man. They want it, and then you give it to them, and they don't like it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, do people want Link to talk? I personally don't want him to talk.
He's going to.
Giving him a voice, I think, takes away the whole...
He's overdue
the
for,
whole, you know, the whole,
for a voice.
Originality from him. I won't like it.
Hey, guys, you know? I'm Link.
Yeah. What's up, bros? Yeah. I'm Link.
Excuse me, princess.
Look how good I am with the sword, bitch. I haven't got my hookshot yet, but when I do, I'm going to be awesome.
Yeah,
Mario has a voice, kind of.
He talks.
But just imagine him talking for more than, yeah, woohoo, you're going to be pissed. You're like, that's annoying.
Actually, I would have no problem with that because he does say things. If you play the Mario Party games, if you play the golf games, he does say a few, you know, strokes or...
Anything more than like a three-word sentence, so he'd be like, this is annoying.
He's like Carl Malone. He refers himself to third person all the time. Yeah,
he does. It's me, Mario.
Mario like it.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's very selfish, that guy.
Carl Malone?
Never lets his brother play. Mario's a dick. He is. He's a jerk. Anything to wrap up? Any games you're looking forward to? Anything you're playing now that you want to talk about? Because I know you're ready for Metal Gear, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cleared my schedule. I just platinum Last of Us today, so
congratulations.
I'm ready for Phantom Pain.
Nice.
I'm going to beat that game up. Until Dawn comes out next week, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's a that's a couch co-op game. Getting a bunch of friends, sitting in there, and trying to make decisions together, because it'll be terrible and loud and annoying.
Let's do it.
It'll be fun.
Oh, we're going to do it. Yeah. We're definitely going to do it. What are you looking forward to, Joe?
You said it, Phantom Pain, Metal Gear. Nice. Looking forward for that one. Nice. Until Dawn, that's, like I said, that's more of a game in the meantime until Metal Gear comes out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So once Metal Gear comes out, that's all I'm sticking with. Nothing but Metal Gear.
Are there any details on the online stuff?
Nothing yet.
It was just same thing. They haven't mentioned anything new that I know of.
It's been showing trailers after trailers on it. We really don't know what we're still expecting.
I saw a clip of Snake riding a horse. If it's Snake, I don't know which one it is.
It's Big Boss.
Big Boss.
There supposedly you go. Big Boss.
Yeah.
It could be someone else.
Who knows what Kojima thought of in this one. But this fool was riding a horse. The horse pooped.
Punny Snake.
He runs and hides.
Details.
Yes. So the horse poops. He runs and hides. He watches them. A jeep of enemies drives up, spins out on the poop. Big Boss or Snake, whoever it is, quickly runs over, ties a parachute to the jeep, and the jeep flies away.
I didn't know you can use poop.
Kojima Productions.
That's, wow. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
There's no one way of doing things in this game.
No.
So, no.
Be really creative.
I'm excited of how open it is. Yeah. Even though I'm awful at those games and I won't play it, but I will watch you guys play it. Mm-hmm. I love watching people play these games because everybody plays it different. Because mm-hmm. I watched you play mm-hmm. Ground Zeroes.
Yeah.
I watched Steve play Ground Zeroes and it was so different. Crazy how
can you describe, please, in detail?
I didn't even get Chico, right? I went straight to pause.
So you did it technically, quote unquote, the right way.
You did it the correct way.
I took your time. You did your thing.
Okay.
Steve was like, I beat it in like an hour. I was like, well, Joey did it in like 5 because he was getting things. Like, what did you do? And then that's crazy to me how you can play a game so differently and still beat it.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
I think I beat it like in 38 minutes or something stupid.
Is that,
Yeah, and I completely skipped Chico.
Yeah, you didn't get. Yeah.
Mm. I just went straight to pause.
Yeah, you went straight to pause without completing anything else.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay. You're like, I'm ready for Phantom Pain. I was like, okay. But then like even the Ground Zero's replay value is ridiculous.
Yeah. I got all the tapes and did all the replay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll probably get to do it again before Phantom Pain comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can feel the pain of Big Boss.
Rest ready. In peace. Is he dead? Who's dead?
No, he's not
dead. I don't even know who's
he's
in that game.
He's not dead.
He lost an arm.
I don't understand the characters in that game. It's out of control. Did you ever play...
Snake is a clone of Big Boss.
I'm already
spoiler
bored.
Spoiler
I'm already... Yeah, spoiler cast. I never played Metal Gear for NES, but it was top-down, right? Like Dino Riki?
Dino Riki?
Is it like Dino Riki?
Yes, I remember Dino Riki.
Yes.
The first Metal Gear for Nintendo?
Yes. You've heard of Dino Riki is all top-down games from now on.
It was top-down.
Yeah, all top-down games are Dino Riki. What about Snake's Revenge? I never played that either.
That's
all
right.
It's also top view, but when you go inside certain buildings, it becomes a platformer. Oh, nice. You're Lieutenant Snake.
So like Ninja Turtles, the first one.
Yeah, pretty much. Except...
Beatable?
Same publisher.
Well, it's beatable, but it's still a challenge. Because mm-hmm. there's some times where you don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily for the internet, you can look it up. But back then...
Cheater. Joey's a cheater.
I don't, you know.
Come on, Joey.
Yeah.
I tried not to cheat.
We just talked about that.
Come on, Joey.
I'm the cheater here. Let me cheat. Yeah. So you guys are getting pumped. I'm not. I don't like video games anymore. So I'm a host. Let's talk about this really quick. So I'm a host of a video game podcast who doesn't own any video games as of 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't believe you.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. I sold everything. Literally everything.
How do you feel?
Yes.
I feel good. I don't want to, like, I don't have the itch to play any games.
That's good.
Yeah. I still read up on every single game that's going to come out because I like the idea of games more than I like gaming, which is weird. I get it. But that's the internet's fault. It's Twitch's fault.
Yeah, Twitch. Everything's there to be seen, played.
Yeah.
So why?
And it's not that I'm lazy because, I mean, because you have to think when you play.
I just think you've had a few bad experiences.
A lot of bad experiences.
Yeah, a lot of them. But
delays.
That's gaming, man.
Yeah.
Nowadays, that's gaming.
And I hate it. I hate buying a console and then 2 weeks later having to buy a hard drive. Yeah. I think that's ridiculous.
It's stupid. Mm. Or buying a game that's not done yet.
Or
with a 15 gig download right in day one.
Buying a game at midnight and not being able to play it because it has a 45 gig download.
Yeah.
Give me a break. That's why I quit gaming. And after Mighty No. 9 got delayed, after Rainbow Six Siege just got delayed, all these games are getting delayed and I just don't care because I literally hate gaming right now.
But when a Final Fantasy VII Remake comes out,
shut your mouth.
You're going to get that.
Yes. I'm going to buy every version of the game and not play it.
So Final Fantasy VII is your Rob.
Final Fantasy VII is my weakness. That is
it's going to get you back into gaming.
No, it's going to get you back Rob into game.
Got everybody else back into gaming.
Yeah, he did. He did. He saved the gaming industry.
So Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to save you.
No, it's not going to save me. It's going to make me play a game. I'm going to get mad about how they changed everything that I loved about
Final Fantasy VII. You know they're changing the battle system, right?
Yeah, I know.
It'll be fine.
As long as Materia is there.
All the major creators are there, so we'll be good.
We better be.
We're good.
We better be.
I can't wait.
I'm getting angry just thinking about it.
I can't wait.
Ooh. All right. Anything else to close this thing out? Nope. That seems...
I think we're done. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first episode of the SVGB podcast, also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. We are going to try to post this every week and talk about new subjects, new games, what's coming out, what we played, what we don't want to play, and what we hate. And that's basically it. I'm Kevin. You have Joey. You have Steven. And
we're going to talk about Until Dawn next week.
Yes, we should.
And Gears of War.
We'll do a podcast about that, huh?
And then Madden. Add Madden in there.
We can do a... No, Madden. Oh, new plays. Cool. It's like talking about Call of Duty. They added a new gun and a new engine where you see more trash
fly around the screen. They just change the rosters every year for Madden and say, $60, please.
Yeah. We'll talk about that next week. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you soon.